everyone, and welcome back to another new podcast episode in the 2024. I'm so excited to really record this podcast right now. And yes, I do have a good news and a bad news for this podcast. Like, literally, when I first started this podcast, I had this kind of confidence in me because there's this built-in app recording studio in the app itself. So I was confident enough to like keep creating more episodes. And now it is a little different because Spotify for podcasters have changed the terms and conditions, and they have changed it to collaborating with another brand, which is like another platform, basically Riverside.fm. They have collaborated with them to remove that built-in recording studio thing from podcasts, like from the podcast platform itself, and collaborated with this brand to have their own recording studio. So from now, I'm like recording from here. So okay, on to the episode. Of what I'm going to be talking about today is, like, it's not too late for planning what's going to happen for throughout the whole year, because I am also stuck because right now I'm in a holiday break and being at home is kind of weird. It sucks because we're not going out all the time. I'm just at home doing the same routine all over again, and it's just today that I'm right on my laptop here trying to figure out what I'm going to be talking about on this episode. I'm not really prepared, but I really wish and I hope that my message is clear for you today. So just keep listening till the end, and that really means a lot. So honestly, as I was telling, that none of us have really made up a plan of what we're going to do throughout the whole year. So here are some little things, some little motivation to keep you going, because honestly, I really felt down because honestly, last year, it was a really great year, but honestly speaking about my academics, I kind of really went off the lane, like didn't really do that better, but I am proud of myself that I have did some achievements. And also, I have faced some troubles as well. Like, maybe, can I be too honest right now? Failing, right? I've been failing last year. And failing wasn't a thing in my examination. Like, terms of my academical validation, I didn't really fail, like, once in my life. And last year was the year that I kind of failed many times. Like, honestly, in the subject admits that I'm taking, yep, I've been failing that, and I've been trying my best to get it. I do understand the subject that I'm doing, but the fact that I always fail, it just really demotivates me, and I have to go all over to the lane again from the beginning, get back to scratch, and redo all over again, repractice everything again, and then when I try testing myself again, I failed. So it's like really demotivating. This journey is really tiring. I always feel like I'm about to give up, but I know that I shouldn't. But at the fact that I'm really shaking about this, so I couldn't really motivate myself on this, but I'm trying my best to move forward. So you should as well. I'm very sure you are way more better in some other things as well. So it's not only you have to be good in academic validation, because you have so many things out there. I've really heard many people telling that academic validation is not really 100% right now these days. So basically, it is mostly depending on your upskill, on your skills that you have, like personal skills, like any skill you have, maybe IT skills or art skills, content creation skills, or any skill. But getting onto the topic, let's get through it. So I am sharing most of it from my newsletter. If you've gotten my newsletter, you should definitely read it. because that is where I literally shared about what plans we could actually focus on throughout the whole year. So the first thing we should actually do is create a habit. Let's create another new habit of doing something good instead of opening up, instead of switching on our phones in the morning. I do that recently. Like, I used to keep journaling, but I think now I've been really procrastinating in the morning itself. But let's create a habit like reading books, writing gratitudes, or doing jogging in the morning. Create the habit and definitely discipline yourself. Because if you're going to discipline yourself, you're going to do it consistently. Example, for recently, I've been posting a lot of makeup looks because that's what I'm really inspired these days, because I've been really trying my best to open up my presence as a makeup creator. So that's what I've been trying my best to post consistently. So I need to be creating lots of consistent look. I have to like upload often, but I don't want to be so spammy on my feed. So that's why I'm not trying to like post that often, but I'm trying my best to be consistent. So let's keep a habit of doing important things and also gaining yourself knowledge so that you could also create a habit that benefits you. The next thing I should share is about keeping it private. Like, let's say for something that you're going to put yourself first, right, in this case. So you've got to like keep yourself out of social media, because honestly, social media is one of the biggest factor of procrastinating and one of the biggest problems for why many people out there couldn't stay productive. It's based on one entrepreneur I've seen on YouTube that most people couldn't really get their productivity. It is because of the social media that exists. If you can't keep yourself controlled on social media, so what one thing you can do is maybe just off your phone or put it away so that you can't really see that, like you can't really see your phone anywhere, and try to control yourself and do something more important. Because honestly, the more you start being off social media, you will start realizing that you've been wasting ton of time, and you'll start doing the right things and start getting back to your normal norm. For example, I've did this before, and honestly, I've saved so much of time. I can be doing my work, I can be doing my revision, playing my guitar, I can be even writing a blog post or even recording a podcast, because these are something that I really love to do. So honestly, you should get off your phone and do something that you really love. Go ahead and play your favorite guitar, or get back on your artwork and do something really that you really love, because once you have the time, that is the only time that you could use it for. Because when you're gonna get back to work, or like go back to school, get back anywhere when you have to be on, you wouldn't really have that much of time or being capable of doing the things that you really love to do. The next thing I want to share is by keep progressing. Because I know all of us do stop at our progresses and definitely get burned out. I'm sure when all of us do study, we do get burnt out really well, as well getting procrastinated as well. But one thing to keep yourself getting out of this burnout thing is by getting yourself some break. You do need to take breaks, because you need to stay on tough skin and then continue the progress. Because if you don't get on tough skin, you wouldn't have that discipline, or you wouldn't have that kind of feeling to continue your progress, or you would see your progress as something like, nah, I'm going to continue it tomorrow. But honestly, you got to stay tough skin. If you finish it by today, you could do better, more works by tomorrow. If you're not going to finish it by today, you're just going to be wasting your time, like continuing it the same thing tomorrow. So honestly, to face this challenge, you could definitely listen to some inspirational podcasts like this, or get yourself some break, a good relaxing break, so that you would definitely get back to your progress. Do not give up on this progress, and do not get yourself burnt out, and keep progressing continuously. The next thing I really want to share for all of us to keep going is by having a positive mindset. Because what's on your mindset in the morning itself, it leads towards the whole day. Example, if you're going to have a negative mindset, like I'm not gonna do well today, or you're gonna do something that you're not supposed to do, and definitely that would happen because that's already into your mind and you kind of manifest that. Like you have already told yourself that you're gonna do it. So what your mind will be telling that I am going to do it. So if you want to say yes, if you want to stay productive towards the whole day, I recommend telling you by waking up in the morning, tell yourself that you're going to be productive, and definitely you would be promising yourself to be productive the whole day. So it is stuck right in your head so that you will have that mindset, only that productive mindset towards the whole day, because you've told yourself you're gonna do it, and definitely what would be your intention is to do it. On to the next one is affirmations. So honestly, with affirmation is like a kind of motivation to keep you going. And also when you're feeling really down, when you're feeling like you're stuck in a pit or somewhere, like you can't move, or you feel that you're not worth it, affirmations are there to help you to bring that up. And affirmations are the only way, and also prayers are also the only way to definitely keep things working out better. Start believing, keeping a good positive circle and a good happy intention on mind, so that whatever you actually connect is with good energies and good positive energies and frequencies around. You wouldn't be mixing around with negative energies or getting those negative sources in your way, because you keep yourself clean, you keep yourself positive, and with a good intention, nothing negative will get into your way. If you would be always staying positive on mindset as well as wholeheartedly. The last thing I really want to share with you guys is to change your social media for you page. I know this is really crazy, but honestly, this is based on my experience. It's like, I know on your explore page, it's gonna be full of nonsense you wouldn't be wanna be seeing. Like, as a makeup creator, what I see on my explore feed is mostly full of makeup tutorials and more makeup. Before this, I always used to see lots of that girl kind of niche. So I used to see those a lot, and it really kept me on moving. So that was really good. So that's why I kind of remove every unnecessary post that come over to my feed. What I do is I just go to the three buttons at the corner and just literally put not interested in this. Just click that button and it will never come. And topics like that wouldn't even be suggested on your feed because you literally press the button if you're not interested. So definitely the algorithm do detect that you don't really prefer those kind of niches. So it will definitely recommend you niches, other niches, and I'm very sure what that's where you engage in those kind of posts, and those kind of posts will keep coming to your feed because the algorithm will detect what kind of niches you usually love. So if you change your For You page, you should make it useful for you. Make it as a motive for you to keep going on. So that's what I do so that I will get myself influenced in moving on into my life. So seeing more posts like this, seeing more career development, self-development niches like these actually really help me moving in life. So you should definitely look over through these kind of contents so that you would get motivated, inspired, not to give up in your life, and also to know that there are so many opportunities out there that you can do better. So I really, really hope and wish you would have a blessed 2024. And I'm also feeling really nervous for the year because this is my last year of high school and I'm going to be sitting for the final public exam, public school exam basically. And I'm going to be missing high school, but at the same point, I'm happy that I'm going to be stepping onto another phase of life. So this is what I'm going to be sharing in this whole season. And see you in the next one. Bye bye. Okay, come in.